Well, an influential committee in the American Senate has backed a proposed new law on immigration reform. The bill would transform Irish immigration to America. 50,000 Irish undocumented could be legalised. 10,500 Schumer visas could be available. There's still a long way to go, but campaigners like Brian Don McGee, who's executive director of Irish Immigrant Support Group, well, they're happy it's a step in the right direction. Good morning, Brian Don.
Good morning, Anya. Thanks for having us today.
How significant is this backing from the Senate Judiciary Committee?
Sure, it's extremely significant for a couple of reasons. We've basically been having this battle and this discussion for about the last 13 years. We've been trying to get immigration reform through for many years, and it's failed and it's fallen flat in its face as recently as 2007. I've often heard, particularly in the last couple of months, you know, the mantra that elections have consequences. And after the presidential election in November 2012, we've seen a huge rush to the center on this issue. And both Republicans and Democrats are very determined to get this passed. And obviously a bill has dropped in the Senate, and we're delighted that the vote passed 13-5 on Tuesday coming out of the Senate Judiciary Committee. It's the first of one of many hurdles. This now has to go to the Senate floor, and then beyond that, it has to be voted on. We're hoping that a strong bipartisan vote in the Senate with up to 70 votes coming out will actually will lead us well into the House. The House will then have to take up their bill thereafter. The Senate drops it. And once that's done, then we'll have both bills from both houses coming to conference, where there'll be a bit of horse trading that goes on to basically decide the final outcome. Which would then, hopefully, best case scenario, see us with President Obama signing a bill into law in September.
So the details would still have to be clarified in the horse trading that's going to go on between the House and the Senate as this goes through.
Absolutely. And basically what you saw on Tuesday was almost 300 amendments were actually brought to the Senate bill. And the Senate bill is actually a bipartisan bill. It was a group of eight senators called the Gang of Eight, four Democratic and four Republican, that came together. And they basically came up with measures that neither party liked and neither party certainly disliked. I mean, there was a lot of compromise involved. There was stricter border security measures as well as employment verification. And then what's key for the Irish undocumented, the 50,000 that we have here, is that there was a path to citizenship. And the talk of citizenship for anybody that was undocumented was previously taboo. Like I said before, elections have consequences, and the growing Latino vote, they were 5% of the voting electorate in 2008, and they went up to over 11% in 2012. And swing states, particularly, those that have the large electoral colleges, they went 80-20 for President Obama compared to candidate Romney, and nationally they went 70-30. Now, President Bush, during his tenure, was able to get 41% of the Latino vote. So basically what Republican strategists are saying is that if they ever want to maintain or actually get the White House again, they're going to have to appeal to the Hispanic voting demographic.
Brian Don McGee of Irish Immigration Reform, thank you very much indeed for talking to us this morning. Irish Immigrant Support, thank you very much indeed for talking to us this morning. It's almost 13 minutes to 8.